Hello, Mixed Nut Cases. This is Nukchas with the 25th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting edition of Nutty Bites. 25 days, yowza. So today was kind of interesting for me. I did not have any water in or water out for most of the day, probably until about 5 o'clock about 5 o'clock. They were replacing the sewer lines and the water in lines. They were so old, they were made with clay. Spent most of the day doing that. Tore up my entire front yard. Couldn't use a front door. All of my flowers are now gone. They weren't my flowers, so that's okay. But I was kind of excited to move into a house that actually had flowers, which meant, oh, I could, you know, build upon somebody else's work because I have a black thumb. But no, sadly, there are no flowers, so there's going to be nothing but barren wasteland in front of my house for a while. I'm hoping they'll lay down sod at some point. Otherwise, it's going to be a very dirty front yard with grass seeds struggling. And there was so much root from the tree in the front that's in the dirt pile. Pretty sure the tree will be okay, but I was a bit worried. I've got a massively awesome tree. And today was the beginning of laying out a 40 plus page publication. And that's always fun, especially when you have all the files except for a few. And for some reason, everybody's putting tables in their articles that need to go in two columns. Yes, I know I'm boring you. So what am I going to talk about tonight? So one of the things that I was thinking about talking about for a while was my early days with podcasting, because while I've only been podcasting since 2011, I have been listening to podcasts since 2004, 2005. I used to be a big fan of internet radio, so much so that way back when, apparently, I used to listen to CHSR, which is the radio station I volunteered for in Fredericton. I used to listen to CHSR on the internet, not realizing that it was them. Either it was them being rebroadcasted by somebody, or it was part of their stream, or I'm not exactly sure how I got it, but there were shows that very specifically are CHSR, and I don't know how else I would have gotten it. But one of those shows was Wasted Tape, and that is a Mark the Encaffeinated One Kilfoil project. So, and when I first went to his house and I saw he had an award, I think it was a Barry Award probably, for Wasted Tape, it suddenly clicked in my head that I had listened to his comedy, his improv show, long before I even knew anything about podcasting or knew him. So I was a big internet radio fan, always listening to audio drama. When I was younger, I used to listen to audio drama and talk radio over shortwave radio. And I would get audio drama from the library and play it on cassettes and things like that. I used to listen to the Sherlock Holmes audio dramas. I listened to The Shadow, anything. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you name it, anything I could get my hands on. I would listen to it. I would listen to it when I was going to sleep. I would listen to it for fun when I wasn't reading. I loved it. So working in an office, there are times when you're a graphic artist, and for me, because I have attention deficit disorder, I do not have it with hyperactivity. I have it with hypoactivity, which is kind of the opposite. The best way to describe it is my brain is going really fast, so my body is slow. So it's the exact opposite. While my brain is going fast, the rest of my body is completely opposite. It's completely slow, whereas somebody with hyperactivity is their body is also going fast. So for me, in order for me to pay attention, sometimes I need to split my attention. So if I'm not writing or working with or having to read, I want to have my brain engaged. And that way I can actually be more productive and get more things done. I found when I was younger studying, if I had music on in the background, it helped. Going to sleep, I have a horrible time going to sleep between my sleep disorder and insomnia. It's a wreck, but my ADD also keeps me awake because I can't stop thinking. So having my brain engaged with stories would help with that. So I was a big fan of internet radio. And I was working in an office where I was doing a lot of repetitive work. You know, some of it was data entry. I'm trying not to be too specific because I don't like to talk about work on podcasts. I don't want to be specific, but basically pictures, editing, text, data, constantly doing the same thing all day with subtle differences. And one of my coworkers came and he was telling me, "Oh man, you got to hear about this new thing, podcasting. This, you know, Adam Curry, and it's like TiVo, but for the radio." But I don't like the radio. I don't listen to the radio. Why would I? "Yeah, but you get all these music shows." "Yeah, but everything on the radio is just crap. And I don't like the music on the radio. Why would I listen to this?" And just going back and forth, and I'm like, "TiVo for a radio? No, that's not going to work." Sorry, Vinny, you were right. You were right. I love podcasting. I just didn't get it. And then that office blocked streaming because they were trying to save on bandwidth, because everybody was listening to a radio station online. Everybody. And we did all our business was highly involved in the internet. So I understand. So I had to stop listening to internet radio. And then I discovered, I can download these shows. Wait a minute. This isn't like TiVo for the internet. This is like buying, not buying, but like you get to keep it. It's not, you can hit pause and you can hit rewind and you can play it when you're ready. And, you know, cause a lot of times internet radio stations, like I'd be listening to something and go, "Oh man, I gotta leave." And I can't hear the rest of the story. And I'd have to wait for them to play it again for me to get the rest of the story. One place, one station, they kept playing Star Trek novels and autobiographies from the actors. And so I'd get part of it and then they'd play them again and again and again, but all at different rotations. So maybe I'd listen on Monday to part of one and then I'd get the rest of it like next Tuesday. But this I could download and I could listen to the whole thing. And I was like, "Wow, this is kind of amazing." And I can even set up a podcatcher that lets me know when there's a new episode. And I can't remember the name of the podcatcher that I used, because it's before iTunes actually allowed, you know, could catch podcasts. And by the way, so anybody who says that podcast has to do with Apple, no way, not even close, because you couldn't even use iTunes to get your podcast for the longest time. So yeah, Apple, no. I say this as I sit in front of my MacBook Pro with my iPhone on the table and my iPod Nano in my pocket. Yeah, I'm not anti-Apple, but I am anti-Apple trying to claim podcasting, because podcasting has nothing to do with Apple, and it was not even named for the iPod. You know, it's just, that's Apple trying to put their spin on it. Portable on demand. That's okay. So some of the first shows that I listened to, and I can't remember them all, but some of the first ones was Sci-Fi Dig was one of them. And I still listen to Sci-Fi Dig. And Aaron's still going strong. He may not produce all as, you know, weekly, but that's okay, because he's still putting stuff out. And I have listened to his daughter grow up through that podcast. And it's some really good content. It's like sitting and chatting with an old friend about geeky things. And well, now Aaron is my friend. There was this, I can't remember what it was. There was a woman who had a podcast and it was kind of neat and I enjoyed it. And she turned me on to Jeremiah and she turned me on to, why do I have deja vu? Did I talk about this already, guys? I don't know if I talked about this already, because I'm getting deja vu. So if I did, I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. Anyway, she got me interested in watching Jeremiah. I actually saw the second season before I saw the first season, but it was all because of her. And then she got me listening to Mer Lafferty's Geek Fu Action Grip. And I started listening to that. I really am getting deja vu. I must have talked about this. I'm going to have to go through this quickly because I feel like I'm repeating myself. So I was listening to Mer Lafferty's Geek Fu Action Grip, which is before Geek Fu Morning and all of her other things. And I enjoyed that. And through her, I ended up finding Slice of Sci-Fi. Through Sci-Fi Dig, I ended up finding The Signal. And back in those days, it was like each podcast would get you into another podcast. And I feel like that still happens to a point. I did talk about this. I talked about this when I said that the dog days of podcasting feels like the early days. So I'm sorry if I've repeated myself. So maybe my topic doesn't make sense. This may not be the best episode. I need to stop talking about it. Anyway, so those early days in podcasting were kind of neat. And there weren't that many audiobooks. And there were a lot of old novels that were put on podcast just so that people could listen to it. Like I remember listening to Tracy Hickman's The Immortal series, which, oh my God, that made me cry. That's a sad book, yo. And then there was this really, really bad vampire book. Like, oh man, you know, Stephanie Meyer must have read this or something. And it's still on Patio Books. And I listen to the whole thing. So when I say bad, I mean like Hemlock Grove bad, you know? It's bad. I think it's bad, but I still watch the whole series. So you may enjoy it. You may, I don't know. But it's still on patiobooks.com, I'm pretty sure. And it was called Forever 15. And I think the voice work was actually pretty well done. I think the acting was really well done. I was just, oh man, my 15-year-old self would have like ate it up. It was just so emo and gothy and vampires and everything. It was fantastic. In that it's bad, it's fantastic kind of a way. So I had been listening for quite some time. I'm notoriously bad for giving feedback, but I started getting involved with Sci-Fi Dig and becoming a regular contributor. I don't remember what happened first, but I do remember that I was doing movie reviews for Sci-Fi Dig. And what it was is where I was working, there was this guy at work and we called him the prize guy because he would enter every prize contest he could. Radio stations and newspapers and things like that. But radio stations, especially in New York, is very easy to get free stuff. And the radio station and the movie theater often had advanced tickets, screening tickets that you could get free, no problem. And so he showed me how to enter into that. And every other week, I'd say, I got to go see a free movie. You know, when movies were starting to come out, I would go see the advanced screening so I could watch the movie and review it and get my episode out or my review out to Aaron the week that it was coming out, which was amazing. I also got to go to pretty much, I would go to an Islander game a month. I almost never had to pay. And if I did, my tickets were like $35 for two. I ended up winning a Nintendo DS, the first gen. I ended up winning concert tickets. I won all these different things. And there were some things like a couple of concert tickets I won that I was not interested in the musician at all, but I just put them up on Craigslist and got $20 for them or a little bit more, you know, and it was all good. And that's what introduced me to Craigslist because, whoa, lo and behold, I was able to find a refrigerator for $150, brand new, never been used, just sitting in some lady's apartment for 2 years because she doesn't cook. The only thing she had in it was wine. I was able to sell things. I was able to find apartments. Anyway, it's funny how one thing leads to another. So I got all these different things. So I would go to these movies and I would do these reviews. And typically the movies I was going to were horrible. They were horrible, but it was me. I was going out. I was having fun and it was a blast, you know? And I did get to see some pretty good movies. Like I remember I got to take one sister to Stranger Than Fiction, which we both really enjoyed. I think it was the same sister that I took to Just Friends, I think it was. And then I was able to, when Tech was down visiting once, I was able to go with my other sister and her boyfriend, who's now her husband at the time, or her husband now, her boyfriend at the time, who's now her husband. And we went to a preview screening of Music and Lyrics. So it wasn't the final cut. like we had these questionnaires that we answered, and they actually ended up changing things about the movie after that. And that was really neat. So we got to see some movies that I actually kind of liked. But there were some really bad ones. And then some that I probably would have seen anyway, even though they were bad. Like Rise of the Silver Surfer. Oh gosh, that was bad. Or The Reaping. I'm not sure if I would have seen that in theaters, but that was so bad. But it made for good material. So I started doing reviews. And how I would record them back then, because I didn't have a microphone. I got an iTalk that I could plug into my brand new swanky, top of the line, latest off the technology market iPod video. And I would plug in the Griffin iTalk and I would record, but I could only record like 5 minute segments. And then I would take them from my iPod and I'd put them on my computer and then I'd splice them all together in GarageBand and I would put them together and then I would email them to Aaron. So that was my beginning recordings. It was not great. It was not great at all. Then I started doing more and more. I got a headset microphone. And I started doing Digger chats where it would just be Diggers hanging out. It was just me and Aaron talking. Like Aaron would sit there and talk with one of his fans. Sci-fi dig fans are called Diggers. And then I started hosting them without him. So it was like extra content for the feed. And that was fun. And then I started doing stuff for Between the Lines Studios. So I did a bunch of voice work there. And I did a couple other things. I can't even remember them all. I remember I was on Kim the Comic Book Goddess's podcast a couple of times. I was on Geek by Night once. I did a bunch of things for Jost and Let's Talk Jost. And I'm sure Strangely Literal. Lots of Between the Lines studio stuff, you know. Tabs is like, hey, can you do this? Yeah, sure, no problem. Always recording stuff for her. very rarely do I say no. But did a bunch of stuff there. And it was great. Did a couple of book reviews. I was having a lot of fun. And then I started going to Balticon. And everyone's like, you know, after I'd gone to Balticon for a couple of years, I said, so what's your podcast? Or when are you coming out with a podcast? And I started getting such encouragement from my friends, you know, from people who I cared about. And I said, you know what? I should do something. And I was like, well, what exactly am I going to do? Because I can't just settle on one topic. And I ended up trying to come up with a geek of all trades type podcast. And then had this zany idea of having a debate with some of my friends and recorded a couple of those, threw that in as a bonus. And now that's what my podcast is primarily. If you listen to Netty Bites, most of the time, a regular episode is a debate. And when I say debate, we're not doing like Robert Rules or anything like that. It's people nerding out about a specific topic, like what's the best lame superpower, or, you know, who's your favorite Batman, or, you know, you name it, the most ineffectual sci-fi character. My favorite, let's talk about bad 80s movies and then lose the file. Yeah, I don't have too many losses, but I'll tell you, every time I don't hit that backup record, that episode is lost. If I'm on somebody else's show and I don't hit my backup recorder, that they will lose their audio. So I always hit record whenever I'm on with somebody, because if I don't, it's gone. And the worst part about that particular one is I had the backup recording and I lost it. And my problem was that my backup recording was my primary. My problem was I didn't do it on air. So I didn't have the backup on YouTube and so mad at myself. So anyway, so that's how my podcast came to be. So I went from talking about the early days to just basically talking about how I got into podcasting and actually getting my voice out there. I'm sorry if it was rambly, but I forgot that I talked about part of this already. I will say that podcasting is great. I love doing it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I have no regrets. I wonder if Netty Bites is exactly the right name for it. Had I known it was going to be very debate focused, I might have called it Nutty Debates, or I don't know, I might have come up with a different name, but it stuck. The name is there, you know? And I will say that my favorite podcasts and the podcasts that seem to last the longest are the ones that have communities tied to the podcast. With Sci-Fi Dig, he always had his diggers. And from the early days, we had an email group. Way back when, it was a Yahoo group until that got bogged down with spam. Now it's a Google group. I believe there's now a Facebook page. Both are used, the Google group and the Facebook page. It's funny. Aaron will post on the Google group, but his daughter will post on the Facebook page. So it just kind of shows the different generational people, different generations have different favored methods of communication. If you know about Flashpulp, you know that they've got the mob, and it's a very active community, and they're very close knit. I don't know that the Mixed Nut Cases are, which is what my fans are. They're the Mixed Nut Cases. They chose that. There was a poll and everything. I don't know that they're exactly a community, but I do have a lot of interaction. There's a lot of interaction on the Facebook group. I attribute a lot of that to the fact that normally, not this month, because I've just been tying the questions to the episodes, but normally I put a nutty question of the day and we get into mini debates on there. I'm not sure that anyone has, you know, made friends because they were a part of that podcast, or if they, you know, like I have in other groups, but I'd hope someday, you know, it'd be neat. That is a goal of mine. If you look at podcasts like Potential Cast and a lot of the intercasts, they kind of share the same community, but it all started with Potential Cast. Not everybody who is in that community has listened to or started with the Potential Cast, but that is where it started. They had, you know, started with the Facebook groups and having a very close community. I've met some people from that community, and that was fantastic too. So any podcast that has a strong community, I think, is one of the ones that's going to last. And it's one of the ones that I want to listen to more because you feel more connected to it. So yeah, so podcasting's great. It's a great way to build community. And I'm realizing the more I talk about stuff like this, like I was talking about all the challenges that I've done yesterday and how my favorite part of that is interaction with other people. Well, podcasting has brought me interaction with other people. So considering I'm somebody who is a giant geek and a giant dork and I grew up with no friends, everything that I like seems to bring me communication and friends, which is funny because I'm a pretty shy person, but once I get to know people, I'm not that shy, if that makes sense. But yeah, it's all about friendship, communities, and connecting with people. And I think that's a good thing. And I enjoy it. So while I go back to scribbling, because I'm in the middle of drawing, you can listen to a promo for another awesome podcast.
The radio station in Chester's Mill may have burned down, but you can still hear hits like...
And they're still having fun. Chester's Mill's the one.
And...
Splish Splash, the egg was taking a bath deep below a methane-filled lake. Rub-a-dub, let's have Julia in the club, making this decision in haste.
All thanks to Under the Dome Radio. This summer, Troy and Wayne return to discuss what happened when we were
blinded by the light, wrapped up in a noose as the dome it turned to white. Blinded by the light, holding on to a lever as the dome it turned to white.
Be sure to set the dial of your podcasting app to Under the Dome Radio and keep the propane donations flowing at
Under the Dome Radio.
A proud member of the Noodle Mix Network.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8255.
8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.